So if you have any questions about this or anything else, we'd be more than happy to share. I just wanted to share that with everyone about the coaching, because yeah, why not? All of you, you know, you're all very wise women, and you have lots to share, and there's tons of people who would be enormously blessed by having you as their mentor or their coach. Yeah, think about it. So many people, I know, I can tell you personally, knowing all of you, that there are tons of countless women who are nowhere near as aware of hardly anything as you, and you can definitely help them. Yeah, and they would be so much more liberated if you were their coach than if you weren't. So I just want you to just realize that. So anyone want to say anything or have any questions?
I have a couple questions. Excuse me. I'm going to say them right now so I don't forget. One is, how do you, like, let's pretend I start my first client off at $200 an hour, I'm just saying. And they, so what do you say to a client? First of all, how do you start, wait, I'm sorry, let me start again. How much do I want to start off at? If it is $200 an hour, what if they go, $200 an hour, how did you come to that price? That's my first question. And my other question is, if you ever had a question asked to you that you didn't know how to answer it, and what do you do then? Excuse me.
All right, awesome questions, awesome questions. So, you, first of all, I don't think of my services or coaching as by the hour, because they're not paying for the hour, really. Do you know what I mean? Because it's, they're buying an experience over a period of time. They're not buying a per hour thing. Yeah, that it's a psychological shift here. I've in my mind, I don't have an hourly rate. Actually, I have a package that I'm offering people, and if they value what I'm doing and what they're going to get, then they can have it, and if they don't, then that's fair enough. They're not right for what I'm sharing. Yeah, so just remember that they're not paying you a certain hourly rate. Yeah, they're buying an experience for over a period of time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and it's not about your time's worth $200 an hour, or $500, or $100, or $10. It's not about that. It's, here's an experience that you can have, and this is the value I'm holding for it. And if you value it at that, you are welcome to have it. And if you don't value it at that, then that's fine. You're not right for this opportunity, and that's completely up to them. You know, it's absolutely hands off. You're not upset either way. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good news. So, and it, you know, it's like people, if people don't have the money or they don't value it, that's fine. It really is perfectly fine. You know, there'll be someone else, they won't bat an eyelid. They'll be saying, oh my God, so awesome to be able to work with you. There's the money. Boom, job done. Nothing to worry about. Yeah. So it just depends on whether or not you're working with the right people. And, you might want to start off making your prices so that you feel comfortable with them. Most important thing is you personally feel good. You want to feel good about your, what you're offering. Because if you feel you're overcharging or undercharging, you won't feel good about what you're doing. Yeah? You'll feel resentment. So you want to feel good about it. So whatever number feels good to you, and you're like, you know what, if someone paid me that, I'd be happy with it. That's fine. You know, you just go with that number. And if you want to change the number again later on, then that's okay as well. So does that answer the question?
Yeah. Have you ever had, and I believe I've asked you this before a long time ago, but have you ever asked, if somebody were to ask you, how did you come up with that price? What would your answer be?
I would say that's what I feel comfortable with. That's what I value this at.
Okay.
That's all I would say. I value it at this, and I'm willing to work with people who also value it that or above. And that's just what it is. If you don't value it that, that's fair enough. And some people, no one has ever said to me, I don't value it that. People have only ever said, I haven't got the money right now to pay you, but I'll figure it out and I'll pay you again later. That's all I've ever heard from anyone. Yeah? No one's ever said, well, how did you come up with that? They always just say to me, I need to figure out how I'll get that money somehow.
And also, you know, the solutions to people's pains and problems, the things spinning them out all day and causing them serious suffering, is priceless. You know, I mean, the only thing I've ever heard really is like, even if they don't have the money, you know, right away or whatever the situation is, they often say, you know what, this is invaluable. I totally value this, because basically if you just show up and give them the experience and really help them, it's beyond the number, you know, and just stay focused on that. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that, but mm-hmm. then, you know, like Joshua just went up with his prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very high.
Yeah.
To me, it is invaluable. You guys are invaluable, but then there comes a time, this is in my experience, where I'm like, wow, if I paid that, let's just say, I might feel like, how am I going to pay the other things, right? And I think I mentioned to Michael a few years back, but sometimes I feel these prices get to, like, the elite group where, and I think that is a question of mine. If I'm charging $2,000 for 3 months, mm-hmm. let's just say, that does seem like an elite group to me, because that is, you know, an extreme amount of money, and there can be, I don't know, I'm not sure what I'm trying to...
Yeah, and I think I understand what you're saying. You know what, I think we all start out where we start out, and we all start out lower when we're first starting out. I mean, it's like we're humble, we're practicing. Like, start out where you're comfortable. It doesn't have to be super high. As you do this over years and years, and, you know, you become very excellent at what you do, and you're busier, I think that's a big part of why we raise our prices, is we get busier. We don't have that much time.
You're right.
So, but it's okay. Like, start out where you feel really comfortable starting, and, like, over time, as it feels right, you can raise them to, you know, account for... maybe your life's a lot busier and you have a higher demand and you can't work with everyone, you know? So,
yeah, right.
Yeah. So just,
yeah, you know what?
It's a process.
Please don't misunderstand me, because at first I was like, whoa. And then that part of me gets angry. Like, what are you kidding me? Blah, blah, blah. But,
uh-huh.
And there is a but. It's like, when someone has evolved or awakened to this extent, like you guys, Joshua, that is invaluable. I'm going to say that, because that's why I'm like, okay. So because I want more money, and I know that eventually there could come a time where I have a breakthrough and then money's not an issue anymore. Mm-hmm. So I try not to have that mindset when I'm doing work with you guys. You know what I mean? But so mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask that kind of question. But yes, you are right. You start off not crazy like that, and
mm-hmm.
it all depends on what you know, how much you've grown. So yeah, I mm-hmm. get what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, so start where you're comfortable, basically.
Yeah, I mean, what you're paying for is not really the person's expertise, really. You're paying for the result in your own life. So if someone has, like, chronic back pain, let's say some physical problem, and they go through 40 years of terrible pain every day, if someone can fix it for, say, $100,000, and they don't have any more back pain for the rest of their life, yeah, it's worth it to them, because otherwise they have to suffer every single day. So, you know, it's like that.
See, I love how you explain stuff like that, Michael. I'm sorry, I do.
I think
because you can, like, that's priceless. And you always do shift. You can do that for me very easily, shift my perspective, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and for me, it's like my personal time, like live, is my most precious resource, right? And so that's why I have all these courses and programs people can buy or have for free. I've got so much stuff for free because it doesn't require my time, yeah? So I have no problem at all. Like, if it's like a book, you can have it for free. You can have it for $1, $2. I don't really care how much. It's like, I have so much stuff that is completely free or super cheap that anyone can have that can help people change their lives. But when it comes to my personal one-on-one time, there's so scarce amount of it. I'm afraid it has to be quite a large amount of money for it to be worth. Just a purely time thing. As much as it is the value. So that's why I don't do much coaching, because I haven't got much time. So anyway, you start off where you're at. Yeah. And your second question, what happens if someone asks you and then you don't know the answer? Well, of course, I know the answer to everything, so it never happens to me. I'm just joking. But it does happen. Yeah, there's tons of stuff I have no idea about. So all I do is say I don't know. Sorry, I'll have to ask someone else about that. You know, I don't know loads of things. You know, I much less I know about than what I do know.
Yeah, just be honest. Just have honesty, and you know, in all your interactions. And if you honestly don't know, just tell them. And it might be that you know someone else who might know, and you know, like we talked about earlier, you could always reference books or other people and such. But yeah, just be real and be honest. And surely there's lots of other things that you do know and you can help them with.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. You don't have to, and you can say to them, I don't know, but I'll find out and tell you later if you know someone else who knows, you know. Uh-huh. It's if everything they ask you, you say, I don't know, then that's a problem. How do you do this? I have no idea. How do I do that? I've got a clue. How do you do that? God, I don't know, for the life of me, I couldn't answer that at all either. Yeah, then you probably shouldn't be doing any coaching. but no, it's okay. It's okay, you know. So the main thing, I think, honestly, even if it's all just if you don't get paid anything at all for a while, it doesn't matter. Just help people out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just help people. Talk to people. Connect with them. Yeah. And it's money is an odd thing. It's like if everyone had their needs met fully already, there would be no need for money. But we're in a situation where everyone's kind of getting their needs met. And I actually agree with you. I think sometimes these coaching rates can just be an ego trip, actually, and completely unnecessary and just a bunch of nonsense for out of greed. So you've got to just feel good about it, you know. You've got to feel good about it.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm so awesome and I'm the elite person that you have to pay me $100 million to talk to me for 10 seconds. That's just a bit of an ego trip, I think, in some cases at least. But you just got to feel good about it, and be humble and feel, you know, if you were on your sort of deathbed and judgment day, would you feel good about everything you've done, sort of thing, you know. It's like, look at it from that point of view, and are you being of service? That's really, I think, the deepest thing ultimately.
Yeah, just approaching it, you know, with honesty and looking at your life and looking at, you know, if I'm gonna really devote a lot of my time to this and not other things that might be supporting me financially or in other ways, and just accounting for that, accounting for making sure that you're taken care of so that you can give fully, and it doesn't need to be more. You know, it's like the Buddha said, there's enough for everyone's need but not for everyone's greed. And just feel what's honest and true for you, what's real and what's most helpful and supportive.
And the questionnaire that you have people fill out, did you guys come up with that on your own?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there's I mean, there's many versions of it, but all you're really interested in is where is the person coming from, who you're talking to, like, what's their problem? The main thing I'm interested in people is, what is their challenge right now? What are they worried, like, stressed out about, that they need help with, so that I have an idea, like, where they're coming from. Where do they want to be in the future? And why do they want coaching? Because, you know, I'm interested why they're interested. Why can't they just figure it out on their own? You know, how come they need coaching? So what's their challenge? What's their dream? Where do they want to be? And why do they want coaching? And then you get their phone number, their email, and everything else, so you can contact them.
You know, I know I'm hogging the phone. Can I ask one other question?
Yeah, yeah.
So, the thought that comes to me right now is, I remember when I didn't want to go and volunteer at the rehabs because I felt like it was on such a low level of consciousness that what I had to offer may not have been open to that. And so I feel like, same with coaching, like I know you guys are probably really wanting people that will take a look at themselves and help themselves. I know that that's what I would want. So how, when you're, is it just intuitive? Do you know? Because I find that when I'm talking, when I do people's hair, just in general, and I know I used to do this and I still do, and you know, we tend to point the finger, but it's all about the finger at us, like, how can I change? How am I creating this? What have I done? Blah, blah, blah. So when you talk to the people, you do the questionnaires, is it obvious to you that this person really does want to help themselves and actually take a look at themselves instead of what everyone else is doing, that they need to change?
Yeah, you've got to pick the right people, basically. If they're not, because basically, remember, what you're doing here is, what you're doing is offering someone help to transform their life. And if they're fundamentally not wanting help and not willing to do the work, yeah, then you're not dealing with a real person who's ready, you know. It's like for example, yeah. So let's say there's like a, this, you know, art course teaching you how to do like painting, and someone has no interest in painting and is never going to do any painting and doesn't like painting, they shouldn't join an art course. It's a silly thing to do. Yeah, so in the same way, people definitely should not be joining coaching, or you should definitely not be talking to them if they're fundamentally not in any way interested whatsoever in changing their life or willing to look at themselves. And something that I didn't mention, I forgot to mention for some reason, is that I have a criteria. Like, I refuse to work with people unless they agree to make some pretty serious commitments. And my commitments that I have people making nowadays are pretty over the top. Because I know they're over the top commitments. Like, because I realize that if people are not willing to commit to themselves on a very high level, they're not going to change their life. It's absolutely matter of fact truth, yeah? So the commitment is, are you willing to have a connection with God and yourself, soul consciousness? Are you willing to look at yourself? Are you willing to do what it takes to change? Are you willing to help people? Are you willing to help people with the problem they have? I've got this long list, about 12 things. And if people are not willing to commit to that, then I won't work with them. Because there's really no point in me working with them, because they're not going to get a result anyway, yeah? So it's just a waste of time. Do you know what I mean? So you want to, you don't have to have such a severe list necessarily, but you definitely are better off having a criteria. You know, like, I only work with people who are like, you know, willing to do something about their situation practically. willing to think different thoughts in their mind, you know, at least try to, yeah? So, yeah, so if you come across people and they're just like, yeah, blah, 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 yeah, no, I'm not interested in changing, I'm not going to do anything, no, I didn't do any exercise, no, I didn't do any meditation, no, I didn't do anything different at all whatsoever, and I have no intention of doing any next week either, you're going to have a frustrating time with them.
Right. And it certainly seems that the more money that is spent, the more the commitment would be there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, you got higher level of commitment is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, not always. Some people just have lots of extra money, so they'll just chuck it down on anything, and they're not at all committed.
Okay.
So it depends on relative to their current income or their current wealth situation, how much they're spending. That's more important. So someone who's got nothing at all, right, and they're spending $5 might be a really huge commitment for them. Whereas
yeah,
someone who has millions, they spend, you know, like $50,000 on coaching, and it's irrelevant to them. They don't do anything, don't even show up for the calls. And if someone else pays for it for them, they don't do anything either, by the way. And also, if someone thinks you're going to do it for them and they're not having to do anything themselves, then that's also not going to work, yeah? Because if someone shows up for the call and they expect to receive but not to be involved, yeah, then they won't change. Because everyone lives their own life and they have to change themselves. On, you know, a daily basis. So the essence, the simple version of this is just work with people who actually want to change their lives and are willing to change things practically.
Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I hope you just talk to some people, yeah? Are you going to talk to some people?
Yeah, and I love doing that live at work, too.
Yeah.
Because it's very obvious to people that are open, and it's really obvious to people that think that they know everything. Because they go, yeah, I know. and I just don't really talk to them, but it's fun when you can talk about things and people are open and they get it or they want to get it. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. People who say, oh, yep, I totally get all of it. Big problem. You know, it's surprising to me, honestly. I'm shocked myself regularly. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it's taken me like 9 years to figure that one out. That's ridiculous. Like, what was the recent one? What was it? Yeah, the other day, about a few days ago, I couldn't get out of bed. Like, my alarm went off a bunch of times really early, and I didn't get up till like 7 o'clock. It went off at 3 o'clock or 2:50 or something, and I stayed in bed. And I was just lying there in a state of shock for about 3 hours with the thought, everything I do for myself. And I didn't mean it like I'm a selfish person and somehow everyone else isn't, but all of us. Whether or not we want to create fortune for ourselves, huge fortune and blessings, or whether we want to destroy our own lives and do crazy stuff that sabotages us, right? Whichever one we want to do, whether it's highly positive or highly damaging or somewhere in the middle, if we want to waste our time doing stupid things or we want to spend our time helping people or whatever it is, we do it all for ourselves. And I was lying there in bed going, oh my God, you know, like it's all for me. So it just put into perspective for me that if I choose to do something harmful, I'm doing that for myself. Yeah, so it's my decision to harm myself if I want to do it. Yeah? And I can do that. Or if I want to create wonderful things, that's also my doing that for myself. And if I want to help tons of people, I'm doing that for myself because it makes me feel happy and it'll create good karma. But it's just as shocked me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's you want to work with people who are willing to be shocked that they don't know anything, you know, even if they've been, you know, on the path for a while, you know. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good. And yeah, practice. Just fun and games. Does anyone else want to share anything or have any questions?
You're like, no, Wendy hawked the whole time and we gotta get the heck off the phone. Not at all. I haven't today. It's been wonderful as usual. And I'm just not in the right space to ask a question right now. I'm on the bus but it's been awesome. So thank you again.
It's a pleasure. Well, have fun and enjoy the ride. And so the thing to take away from this is just go out there and help people you care about. That's bottom line. That's the essence of it all, is help people who you care about. And that's it. It sounds simple, but that is simple. So sending you lots and lots of love and blessings. Talk to you soon, and have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week.
You too.
Yay.
Thank you.
Take care. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.